Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed God to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the irreplaceable and moody and...
I am both those things.
And effervescent.
I love watching you struggle with this. I need to get you a thesaurus.
And you really do. Evan's here.
Thank you. We're getting better and better with these intros.
We are coming to you from Sakura in St. Paul. Our drinks are arriving.
Oh,
thank you.
And this is the way it goes.
Excellent.
One, two, three.
One,
did
two,
take
three.
Take your order?
Yes,
she did.
All right.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Oh, can we keep one of those?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you.
We might be doing some damage tonight, so. All right.
We're at Sakura. Celebrate in St. Paul. We're in foreign grounds for us.
It's true. So
downtown St. Paul is much more, you know, besides, you know, regular St. Paul, there be dragons section of town. Very rare do we venture over into this area, because it's farther away from like that XL Energy area.
Mm.
There's some places that are along the strip. American Burger Bar is right near here.
Yeah, it's across the street.
On the other side. Plaza Luna is right here. Can't remember the last time we were actually downtown St. Paul.
God, it would have been Pop?
Yeah.
That was like...
That place has been out of business for like 2 years.
I know, that was like probably episode like 30.
We've been doing this a long,
we have.
Long
we have
time.
A very long time.
We are celebrating National Sushi Day, which is exciting for us because it's very rare that you know things fall into place like this.
It's rare. Well, yes, we can't be expected to plan for National Sushi Day.
Yeah.
Is coming up soon. We should do a sushi place.
Right.
No,
that's not how we roll.
No.
No, we fly by the seat of our pants. And,
damn
and,
right.
And by, as luck would have it, we ended up at a sushi place.
It's all improv, baby.
It is. It is. And we are master players at that.
We're like that, whose line is it anyway?
We're like the groundlings for food.
No, that's stupid.
That was good.
No, it wasn't that good. Are they really that much improv, though?
They're all improv.
Is that what the
yes.
thing is? All right. I'll take your word for it.
You're terrible.
It's all performing.
This is also one of the few places that the two of us have eaten at prior to the show.
Yes, that is true.
And I think it might have actually been a dry run show. Was it?
I think this might have been one of the pitches where we were figuring out what we wanted to do.
Right.
I don't think we were recording it, but I think we were figuring out how we wanted to handle it.
And it ended up being nothing like how it...
Very, very little.
Don't ever listen to our earlier shows, especially like shows like 1 through, I don't know, 100. We're terrible. Maybe not 100. 1 through 50 were pretty rough.
They were all good in their own way.
Really?
Yes.
I don't even know what number of show we're on.
This is 213.
Somebody asked me that last week, and I had no idea.
This is 213.
I can remember like Hallmark shows. I can remember, you know, episode 200, and episode 150, and episode 100.
But where did we go for 150? You don't remember, do you?
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Where
I don't remember the name of it, but it was a Mexican place in Minneapolis.
That narrowed it down.
It had a Mexican name. Oh my God. It's like home in Mexican or something like that. Or Spanish. Not Mexican, I don't know.
Home in the...
Why can't I think of
Spanish.
It?
Spanish.
Okay, I rescind my making fun of you.
Thank you, thank you.
I apologize.
I knew...
I at least remember
the
cuisine.
I knew if your brain tried to fart it out hard enough, you'd like eventually shit your pants.
Yeah, probably. But
now it's kind of bothering me. Like, what...
We could look it up, but I don't
did
really
we go?
Care.
Anyway, I haven't been here in a while.
I haven't been here since we were here, so...
Well, you don't get out much.
I don't. Especially not St. Paul.
Right.
I mean...
You're completely lost.
The funny thing is...
Once you get over the river, you're completely lost.
Once I get outside my neighborhood, yeah. I'm completely lost. Even uptown, I don't remember where anything is anymore. It's terrible. We've actually... Because, you know, we're by the XL. And being where I work...
Yeah.
It's a fairly large company.
Yep.
So we get a lot of local deals on stuff.
Okay.
Discount tickets to things that you buy through the name of such and such.
Okay.
And we get it like every week or every couple weeks, we get a newsletter saying, here's all the discount tickets you can
get. Yeah. Similar to the concierge we have in my
Similar, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we have a concierge desk. I work in that douchey of an area.
Well, you work in Edina, don't you, or something
yep.
like that?
Every day I need attention.
Yes, that's right. We love you, Dinah.
yeah, we do.
We do. Anyway, one of the options that we had, or we have, I might still be available. I don't know, but was for Batman Live, which is at the XL here
oh,
in the Fed. We've been intrigued. We haven't completely shot it down, but it seems really stupid.
It seems as stupid as the Spider-Man musical. I'd rather have you jam this chopstick in my ear and
That's
another one
you
in my
musical
eye.
Theater.
Really?
You do.
How do you figure that?
How
much musical theater have you done?
Yes,
how much musical theater
but
have
I think,
done?
But you see, I never had any aspirations to do musical theater.
Oh, here we go.
I think
mine is just the dreams dying.
I think that's what it is, yeah. It's you're bitter because
it never worked out.
The world reminded you have no talent.
Yeah, that's true.
And true.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a mean spirited
person.
You're
a mean person. I'm loving.
Really?
I am.
Drink your shot.
Would a loving person drink something so dainty?
That's not dainty. Sake is not dainty.
It looks dainty, though.
Yes. But
that's see that?
But contained herein is pretty much liquid nitrogen.
Sake is the perfect embodiment of the Japanese soul. Looks very clear, calm,
mm-hmm.
very, very, very precious, very dainty.
Inside is a ferocious tiger trying to get out.
And if you have, but if you cross it, it will cut you.
Yes, it will. You don't ever want to crossbreed it. You don't ever want to mix sake with anything.
No.
I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah, just sake in cocktails is just not.
Sake Bloody Mary works.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In place of vodka, it absolutely works.
I mean, sake is close to vodka in terms of its characteristics.
Right.
So that would make sense to me.
Right. But don't.
Like a sake teeny. No,
I don't roll with that.
Yeah. But yeah, we might as well start about what we're drinking. I went with their. Now, they've got a couple different sake flights here. They call them samplers, but whatever.
Flights are so much more
they
fancy.
They have their premium one, which was $10 for three. They have their ultra premium, which is $15 for three.
Okay.
And then they had their special.
Okay.
I was leaning toward the premium.
Because you're a premium type of dude.
Because I'm premium type of guy. I wasn't going to go ultra because this show is going to be expensive as it is.
Right.
I don't need to add...
It's very big.
Add
of
that
you.
To it. but then they said the special, and they're like, okay, I'm like, what's in that? Like, what I asked her, like, what would you prefer this? Because the premium had a good mix. It had an unfiltered, it had a really strong, what's called a Daiginjo, which is a super refined.
I love when you start breaking out the Japanese accent.
Thank you.
That actually I actually go from about 6 to midnight on that.
That's really unfortunate.
Every time. I'm sorry. Every single time.
But it had a good mix of things. But I'm like, they had the special, and I'm like, sure, why not? It was the same price, it was $10. And it was three of, by her own admission, sakes they don't carry anymore. So it's basically leftovers.
Ah.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
So you got bottom of the bottle. Basically.
Probably, but you
it
know.
It was probably going to go to an after hours drink once they close the door.
But who knows? My only complaint with it is that you've got three very similar sakes.
Okay.
You've got a Banryu, which is, according to this, it says means 10,000 ways, which is how many ways you can enjoy the sake. I can think of maybe like four.
Okay.
And it counts like putting it up my nose. So I'm not really sure.
The other ones we really don't want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's good. It's good.
I don't want
it's very kind of standard. This is the everyman sake.
Okay.
It's a good little kick to it, and it's pretty balanced flavor wise, and okay. It's decent. The other one is a Honjozu.
God bless you.
Thank you. this one's a little more. I'm just gonna steal from the thing. I mean, it's a little more complex. There's a little more different flavors going on there. A little more spicy. Just a different mix of flavors to it.
A hint of sea breeze.
A hint of sea breeze. I did not get any sea breeze in that, but it's possible. And then the last one was the Masamune, which was, again, very fruity. And I actually think I like the Honjozu the most, just because it's...
I'd say it again. Can
stop it. You're creeping me out.
Turn me on.
You're really creeping me out. It's just a nice little mix to it. I like it when quit grinning. That's just not making me comfortable.
Honjozu.
Stop it. God, I hate you.
There should be porno music
there
playing.
There should be. Well, there was when we started the show. But
no, I tend to like.
I like the unfiltered ones.
Yeah, you do.
I'm done talking.
Okay, this is all your show.
Sorry, no, go ahead. You want me smart mouth? You want to just.
That's good.
Go ahead.
You told me several ex-wife stories on the way. I could bring them up on the show if you really want me to.
Continue.
All right.
But I tend to like the unfiltered stuff. It's weird because I tend to dislike the ones that are most like vodka. Like I like the unfiltered ones, the little more complex ones, the not basically lighter fluid.
No, I completely get what you're saying. I unlike you, actually like sake hot.
Oh, it's because you're gutter people.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm poor. I'm one of the poor people.
Yeah.
But I'm with you in the same fashion of I don't like my I like my sake like I like my vodka. I want to complement it, everything, but not be the star.
Yeah.
I want it to be sippable and nice and enjoy it. Kind of let it flow to the back of my mouth. You know, warm up my cockles. The dirtiest door.
Either that or we're both 11.
I think we need to give ourselves a little bit more credit. 13. Exactly. Yeah. It's highbrow.
Okay.
Highbrow sexual comments.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what that this is.
Notice all the sexual comments are coming from you.
I don't think so. You just started laughing at that last one.
That's because I'm immature, but I didn't make any sexual comments.
All I said was cockles.
Well, and you said something about hitting the back of your throat. So.
That's true. Warms the back of my throat.
Warms the back of you. We're terrible people.
I see that naked.
But I see where you're going with it. Is
you know, yeah, you do.
No one fucking hate you. I don't know of anyone that really likes those like super, and this goes beyond vodka or goes beyond sake, it goes to vodkas, goes to any of those where it's basically rocket fuel.
Yeah,
like I don't understand that mentality. To me, it's bungee jumping.
Right.
It's like it's, and even that's not that extreme anymore. Where it's like painful sex. It's like I don't understand.
You never understand.
I don't understand the appeal. I don't like mixing pain with enjoyment. Like I don't get that.
I understand.
It's the same basic mentality. I don't understand it. It's weird.
All right.
You're busy thinking about rough sex now.
Yeah, I am.
It's a very repressed show.
Actually, you know what I was thinking about was the guy that just walked past with the very, very short shorts and the extremely long legs.
No. Oh, no, they left.
My God.
The hipster couple?
Yeah. Holy cow. That was a hot mess. Oof-ta.
There's certain ratios that are required.
I like that.
With shorts.
Yeah.
You know, because here's the problem. You go too long... You're into fat guy shorts.
Or capris.
Well, see, capris are form fitting.
Okay.
Guys should never wear form fitting pant wear.
You're in the Kevin Smith territory.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. If it goes too long.
Okay.
And I've got a couple of those.
I know you do.
Because I'm fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I admit this.
Yeah.
But you know, it gets the job done.
Right.
But if you go too high, that's equally bad.
Right. You don't want to show that much leg, especially when you don't have, you know. Well, guys should not be showing like it, period.
No.
Unless you're running.
When you're not...
And even when you're running, that's still not really
if I could,
okay.
If I could exercise in khakis, I totally would.
I'm glad that you don't.
Well, I'm glad that you'd be that guy. I have to go with Heather.
You'd be like that guy that skis in the jeans.
Well, that's just stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid.
Skiing, it makes no sense. I just... Why would you ski?
Because it's enjoyable. And
no, it's falling down a hill in a moderately controlled fashion.
If you don't know what you're doing, yes.
No, no. If you know what you're doing, in quotes, that just means you've convinced yourself that you're falling in a controlled fashion.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
I do know what I'm talking about.
You and sports don't mix. We've established this over the course of 213 shows. Your sports commentary means nothing.
If God wanted us to exert effort, he would not have let us invent rascals.
Which you're only about five or six years away from having anyway.
If my house is one floor, I probably already have one.
I'm actually surprised you didn't buy a house with one floor.
All my good shit is downstairs. No, I wanted a basement, so.
Okay. But you could get one of those lifts. Like the
yeah, I don't know if our stairs are structurally sound enough for a lift.
Probably not, but it'd be kind of funny to watch you ride up on one of those things.
Yeah, you need a much wider staircase than we've got.
Don't you need a wider staircase just to get your
oh, come on,
your
give me a little credit. Here.
No, no. Anyway, I'm drinking a Kirin Ichiban.
You are?
Which to me is a little bit of perfection when you're having sushi. I think nothing pairs better. And it's my go-to beer when I'm drinking, when I'm having Asian food. It's just what I get. There's nothing really to write home about.
I went to, where was that place? Oh, Zenbox. Zenbox Izakaya.
Yes.
I went there for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I like it when you talk it. Can you say it again?
And I had, oh God, why can't I think of it? Is it Ichiban? Is that a
Kirin Ichiban?
Kirin Ichiban.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, well, they do a black. They do an Ichiban black. And that was really good.
Yeah.
I tend to be kind of on Kirin and Sapporo and a lot of the Japanese beers.
Yep.
But that Kirin black was very good.
Nice. I've actually gone, since we've been there, I've actually gone back to Zenbox a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pleased. That place has gotten better with age.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's absolutely one of the better downtown eats right now.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I actually went there with our friend Keen Omdahl,
mm-hmm.
Writer of Foodstone, mm-hmm. and God, it's a thousand projects.
Butcher of Free Butcher and the Boar.
Yes. and that actually brings me to what I want to talk about is, you know, if you've noticed, we've been doing the food truck show.
Yes.
It's been a little sporadic.
But that's the way summer is.
That's the way summer is. But... And most of the sporadicness has been on Keen's part.
Right.
And he feels really bad about it when we were talking about it. And
making Mikey with the scallions.
Oh, yes.
The gyoza.
That's me too.
Sorry, you're being teased right now.
I know. I'm used
to it.
Job. Yeah. Just sit here and look pretty, that's all.
And part of the problem was not only the fact is he super busy, I mean, he's doing all this, the food stuff, plus he's writing for City Pages now,
mm-hmm.
But I assigned him St. Paul because I can't get out there and he can't.
Right.
I didn't realize that St. Paul only does food trucks Mondays and Wednesdays.
I didn't know that either.
That's really stupid.
You're just telling me that right now is news to me.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which makes it a little trickier to get out to St. Paul.
Right.
So what we decided was we're gonna let Keen off the hook.
Okay.
So it's just going to be just me for the rest of the summer.
All right.
Which you know, I don't bear Keen any ill will about this. I mean,
I do.
Well, that's because you're a hateful man.
I know.
But, you know, and the whole food truck show was very much an experiment.
Right. And I think it's been successful so far.
Yeah. So, but, you know, this week we're going to have Ungared Guy from Eating for England,
mm-hmm.
On the show, and we're going to get a bunch of other food bloggers to come down, but it's going to be a little more haphazard. It's more because
if we can do
scheduling
it,
is
it.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do what we can when
our,
we can.
It's our lazy summer stock series.
There, yeah, I like that. So I have food.
You do.
You don't.
I know, and I'm actually kind of jealous right now.
Suck it.
So, yeah. So what are you partaking in first?
Well, I know that we did we came here for International Sushi Day. Or National Sushi Day.
Yes, we did.
And I started with two non-sushi items.
But you're a big Japanese appetizer guy.
Mm-hmm.
If I could describe you in few words, I'd say Japanese or appetizer guy.
And fat.
But I wasn't going to go there. You actually went there first, so.
Wrong pipe. But started with some negimaki.
Yep.
Which is, I believe it's short loin. Let me double check here.
Short loin.
I'm just making beef cuts. Ribeye. Ribeye, sorry. I wasn't close.
Short loin. Could you point to a short loin on a cow?
I'm pointing to my short loin right now. Anyway, so it's a grilled ribeye wrapped around, and in my case, I got scallions.
You're making up cow parts. Short loin. That's actually your Japanese name.
That's like short round.
Short round.
Indiana Jones. Yeah. That was his brother, actually. So, short round and short round. They're from the Short family. And you know how Asian people are? They put the family name first.
Yes, they do.
So it's the Short family.
It is.
The Short round, short loin. You know, short break. You know.
Distant cousin of Martin Short.
That's too far.
No.
Too far.
It's Canadian. It's kind of like Japanese.
Yeah, exactly like Japanese. Anyway, so we got the grilled ribeye wrapped around the scallion. You can get it with asparagus, but I like scallion.
Yeah.
Plus, it was cheaper, which to me makes no sense.
Right.
Doing okay?
Doing good.
Do you think I can steal that sake?
Sure.
It's the only one I have.
It's all right. It was very good. The ribeye, it's well cooked.
Don't feel like you have to wait for me. I mean,
I'm not. I'm talking.
All right.
Then I also got their gyoza, which is the fried dumpling, which I'm.
Well, the dumpling is the official food of the Well Fed Guide.
Yes. And that is also my Japanese name, dumpling.
Yeah.
Short dumpling.
Short loin dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
Short loin, we call you dumpling for short.
Short dumpling in quotes, loin. their gyoza, they do a ground pork.
Okay.
And vegetable mix. I forget what the.
As opposed to like a chicken.
Mm-hmm. Very tasty. Comes with a some sort of sauce. I'm not really sure what. Probably oil based. But it is. These are very good gyoza. They're light. They're fried enough to give it structure without being just super greasy.
Right on.
You can have one if you wish.
You're the biggest man I have ever met.
About my fatness.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can you tell I'm a little sensitive about the fatness lately?
A little bit?
Yeah.
Somebody make a fat comment to you?
No, I did.
It's not the best gyoza we've ever had.
No. But it is well made.
Exactly. It's kind of like... I don't think we've ever had a bad gyoza or dumpling on the show.
I can't remember, no.
But, because I think we're legally bound to order it when it's on the menu.
Mm-hmm. The thing with dumplings is that they're hard to fuck up.
Right.
But they're also hard to get really right.
Right. Like, I actually make a good dumpling. That's not a euphemism for something else.
So do you dress up like a dumpling?
I do.
Is that what
I do.
Katie's into some weird shit.
Yeah.
Bum 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 bum.
Can't take you anywhere.
I got short loin drippings on my shirt. Need a bib.
Yeah, you do. Sorry.
You're talking about your good dumplings.
No, I actually make good dumplings, but I think I don't think I've ever had a bad dumpling. You know, duck dunk. Let me try this again. Duck gyoza or chicken gyoza or vegetable gyoza. It's always been good. The other side of the spectrum, you know, samosas or probably our favorite dumpling in the dumpling family, the momo.
Ain't nothing wrong with a good momo.
Oh my god. We were sitting in a sushi restaurant, I could easily pound down some yak momos right now.
You like pounding the yak. I know you do. What?
Enough about your mother.
Wow.
Hey.
That's hurtful.
A zing.
I'm extremely hungry.
That's a good thing we went to a really expensive sushi restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Good call on that one. Home.
So how was your weekend?
I had a good weekend. Did a lot of cleaning around the house. Needed to be done badly. And we did a massive grocery shopping trip. Not even putting that lightly. Like a $200 grocery shopping trip.
What the hell did you buy?
We had nothing in the house left. Like nothing. And so it was three different grocery stores. Not even exaggerating.
Okay, who's got the tomato on the Mexican? Yours, go ahead. Mexican and tomato?
Yep.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That is a spread.
That is a spread. All right.
So what? So literally, it's just you had nothing, and you just needed to stock up for the next year.
Well, we went to Trader Joe's, which I've got a love and hate relationship with that place, because there's some things that are so incredibly good and dirt cheap there. That's hard not to go there. And then there's stuff that, like some vegetables there are so expensive, and some stuff there is just ridiculously expensive. It's more expensive than going to Byerly's for. But then like there's stuff they have like these soybean crisps, which are it's basically like edamame, but it's like dried.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. It's not edamame. It's snap peas.
Oh, okay.
But they're like, it's dried like a Cheeto almost, but they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're dirt cheap at Trader Joe's, but they're expensive everywhere else. So,
yeah, I've been to Trader Joe's once. I was pretty unimpressed.
Well, we're about equal distance from Trader Joe's as we are to Whole Foods. So we've got the option to go to like four different grocery stores, and we end up going, you know, kind of scoping out things beforehand, you know, going online, checking out prices, and then going to get specific things. But of course, when you're there, you always end up getting more than what you actually
see. That's why something like SuperTarget is super dangerous,
right?
Because, you know,
we just went there for groceries, but somehow we ended up with, you know, a bunch of different photo frames and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Or an Xbox game.
Toys, exactly. Package of underwear, you know. So, ended up, you know, doing a massive grocery trip that spanned Byerly's, Trader Joe's, and Cub all together. So it was like a 4-hour shopping trip. But, I've gotten burnt out on the grilling, which I didn't think could happen. So we've kind of migrated back to the winterizing of the menu and gone back to, we'll call it straight hot dishes, but, you know, more comfort food, stuff that you can take for lunches after, you know, a couple days, stuff like that. So didn't fire up the grill at all this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually grilled.
Did you?
I did. I had a very manly weekend, which is appropriate for Father's Day.
Right. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Yes, happy Father's Day. I managed to go another Father's Day without siring a child, so bully for me. Well, and but no, I put together two dressers.
Wow.
I hung a bunch of stuff in the craft room. We have a...
See, that was manly until you said you did it in the craft room.
Well, it's not for me, though. I was performing a manly service for my wife.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll allow it.
So, there you go. But, like, a bunch of racks. Like, I hung a couple ribbon holders. which is one of the least manly things you can hang.
Matter of fact, I might have to deduct a few
points. But again, it's not for me. It is,
even then.
It is in the process of pleasing my wife is why I do those things.
Well, considering you can't please her sexually.
I'm well aware of my limits. So I did all that. Plus, you know, I had enough time to play some video games and did well at that. So it was a very, very full and manly weekend.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your grilling.
Should
we talk about what we're eating first?
Yeah, let's do that, because I'm going to finish mine here before I finish the story. So I'll let you go first, because you just got food.
Got a good spread of different sushi. I got a spicy tuna roll, which I have to have pretty much anywhere that I go. It doesn't even... It could be a burger place, and I'm asking for the spicy tuna roll. I got the Tobiko, which is nigiri sushi. It's got the nori wrapped around the rice, we'll call it rice pod, and then just a ton of Tobiko topped with flying fish roll on top of it. Also got a order of nigiri yellowtail, which is really good. And then their specialty rolls are named after current and former Minnesota Wild players.
Yes.
And two of their roles, the Sergei Zoltok and the Derek Rugard, are in memory of passed away Wild players. I got the in memory of number 33, Sergei Zoltok, which is a spicy salmon roll wrapped with avocado and yellowtail. There's nothing bad about that. So I've started to dig in, but I've got a lot of work to do to catch up.
That you do. I went with the, you know, much like you will get the Tobiko. You get Tobiko quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
The spicy tuna roll is always kind of the automatic for you.
Right.
For me, that is the tamago, which is the egg custard.
Which is surprising to me. I mean, it's so basic, but...
It's so basic, but it's one of those... It's kind of like the dumpling. It's not hard to do, but it's hard to do really well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is okay. It's not the best I've ever had. It's a good kind of mix of flavors to it. It's not too eggy, but it's also not too like soy sauce and you know that kind of. It's a decent balance of those kind of flavors. Not a horrible texture,
right.
But it's not the best we've ever had, but it's certainly pretty good. Then I also did their Mexican roll, which sounds wrong. I go to a sushi place and get a Mexican roll,
mm-hmm.
But it's a deep fried shrimp, breaded, so it's not like a tempura style.
Okay.
With tomato, green onions, avocado, and spicy mayonnaise. And then it's an inside-out roll. So it's the rice on the outside and then the seaweed wrap and all the ingredients on the inside. And I actually prefer my rolls inside-out.
I'm not going to make a comment?
Because that would be really... That's some sort of deviant sexuality there. I'm not really sure.
Well, you've already talked about rough sex today, so...
That's true. But I do. I don't know why. I've always preferred it that way. And you're filthy.
I really am. I was really bored today.
Now, apparently. But they're very tasty. The spicy mayonnaise is pretty mild, actually.
Okay.
It's not nearly as spicy as I was expecting. And it's very, very tasty. I'm a big fan of this. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to my grilling.
Mm-hmm.
So after that whole weekend, we were like, let's make burgers. So we haven't done burgers yet.
Gotten all the way this far into the summer. Not
haven't really
yet.
Done burgers, no. Well, there's a reason for that. Is a lot of times we do turkey burgers. Because, you know, we're trying to lose weight. We're trying to be good. And more often than not, we'll either do turkey or chicken burgers.
Okay.
Which, ground chicken is weird looking. I just want
to
point that out.
It is weird looking, and you have to add a binder to it.
Well, yeah, and that's why we haven't really done it on the grill yet.
Right.
Is because grilling turkey burgers is really tricky.
Right.
You just got to find a good binder, and I hadn't really before. But as a loyal Milwaukeean and a loyal spice lover...
Really?
Mm-hmm. we get the Penzies catalog.
Oh. One of my favorite catalogs.
Yeah, that's right.
And
the one of the and they're doing the grilling stuff. And they had a recipe in there for turkey burgers using their new something street steak seasoning or something like that.
Okay.
Which we didn't have. But we've got this thing called Barbecue 3000, which is a really nice mix of various barbecue-ish flavors. So we're like, okay, we'll just replace that and make it as is. And it uses ground turkey, but for a binder, it uses olive oil.
See, to me, that doesn't sound like a binder.
It you wouldn't think so.
It just doesn't have, it's too viscous. It's too.
I know.
Slippery.
I know.
Okay.
It worked like a friggin' charm.
Really?
Yeah. You put, what they had is they do a tablespoon of olive oil with per pound of burger.
Okay.
Okay. And then you mix in spices and shit like that too.
Okay.
But that's it. I mean, you're not adding any other ingredients other than olive oil and spice. So you're not talking anything that might help along the binding process. Because I'm a big fan of throwing cheese in there or vegetables like chopped up scallions or something like that.
Have you gone the seasoned breadcrumb route yet?
We've tried that with limited success.
Okay. Or egg? Or even like an egg
yeah,
white?
Yeah, we don't normally have eggs around the house, though. That's the thing.
Okay. Really? Even though she bakes?
We tend to buy very small amounts of eggs at a time because a lot of times it's very rare that I feel like making an egg dish.
Okay.
So we pretty much just buy what we need to bake whatever we need.
Okay.
But anyway, no, the olive oil worked like a freaking charm. Hmm. I was amazed. And not only that, it made the burgers themselves really juicy. Like, it kept the moisture in really well.
It wasn't oily?
It wasn't oily. Like, it became, I would, you know, the recipe, like I said, goes for a tablespoon per pound.
Okay.
I would maybe cut that a little bit, maybe 2 teaspoons per pound. Because it wasn't so much that it was oily, it's just it held in so much of the juice. You were like eating a meat gusher. You know, you just bit into it, and it was just sloppy.
Right.
But you didn't get the oily part of it. It was just very, very juicy.
Well, it makes sense, you know, because a lot of times when you do the chicken on the grill, you know, if you brush the chicken with a little bit of olive oil, it tends to retain a little bit of that moisture and kind of locks that in. So I can see where it would make that same sort of same sort of.
No, I was shocked and amazed that worked, but it was really tasty. So we had that, and because we had no burger fixings, the wife went out to go pick up tomato and lettuce and stuff like that. She also happened to pick up some tonic water.
Okay.
And she busted out the bottle of gin that she got for her birthday.
Oh dear.
So we had gin and tonics.
Aren't you cool?
With our burgers.
It was a madman weekend for you.
It very much was.
Where's John Hamm when you need him?
I ask myself that almost every day.
Speaking of people we need to have on the show, I think that he would do it.
He would do it, but the problem is he's so much cooler than we will ever be.
Oh my God.
Like, that is literally the definition of slumming it.
Yeah. He can try it at half speed. He's got more coolness.
It's just like, I want to hate him. I really do.
But he's too nice. Yeah, he's too nice and he's too good.
He's too talented.
Yeah.
Just,
damn you, John Hamm.
I really have a theory that there is a finite amount of talent in the world at any particular point.
All right.
Okay.
And a lot of it's being taken up by John Hamm now?
Well, I think that due to the example of John Hamm, there is a whole island nation of people that run the risk of drowning themselves in a kiddie pool because they're just that untalented. They're untalented, unskilled, uncharismatic, just horrible wastes of flesh. Because John Hamm is taking all of their talent from them. We need to kill John Hamm so that other people can flourish. That's what I'm saying.
Would his process be, would he be John Hamming them at that point?
No, because that's stupid.
There has to be some sort of scientific process for it.
But you see, it's not limited to John Hamm. It's universal.
Okay.
you know, there are other freakishly talented people that are making it possible for guys like me to exist.
It's true.
So
next time we have our celebrity guest on, Mr. Andrew Zimmern, we might have to ask him, has he ever met John Hamm? Because we're a little bit obsessed with John Hamm on the show, and we'd like to hear, is he really that cool, or is he kind
of a dick?
He
probably will be. No. There's a great story.
Okay.
I forget where I heard it. But they were talking about John Hamm was over this other actor's house, and they were playing poker.
Okay. Already the coolest poker game that's ever existed.
Cleaned them out. like destroyed them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plays John Hamm.
Everyone had a good time, but, you know, John Hamm destroyed them. Night wraps up. Everyone's leaving. The host, you know, thanks everyone for coming. Comes back into the room where they're playing poker. John Hamm is cleaning up. Like, he's sweeping the floor and wiping the table down. It's like, there's some sort of, you know, he's funny. He's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
He grows a beard like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he does.
Like, that's not right. Like,
he does that acting jobs pro bono.
That guy just bears down, and he's right. Got a good inch beard going.
I know. He just has to grunt a little bit.
Yeah.
There it is.
He's got it. He must like eat puppies or something. Like, there's got to be some sort of.
Oh, he made a deal with the devil. There's no doubt in my mind that
there's gotta be something. I don't know what the hell.
He doesn't have a soul. Nobody's that talented and that good looking.
I know. That's a thing. He needs to.
You would do John Hamm.
I wish he would have been Captain America. I think that would have been awesome.
I wish he would have been Superman.
Superman would really work too.
Yeah.
You have to be an older Superman though.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because John Hamm doesn't die, he just regenerates. John Hamm is Superman.
He very well
could be. This is the gayest show we've ever done.
There's a lot going on there. Freud would have a lot to say about this
show. Exactly.
I'm not really sure what, but
nothing good
to say. God, do I want more?
I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done. That was a lot more sushi than I was expecting it to be.
All right, I can be done, I guess. I don't know why I'm just really hungry. I might be pregnant. That might be what the deal is. It was Father's Day recently. You know, it's funny, I mentioned that I like the middle one of my sake flight the most, and it's the only one I have anything left from.
I always say my favorite one to last. Mm. So I did the same thing with my sushi.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. So now that you've destroyed your plate.
And it was a magnificent plate. I'll kind of do the review in order of how I liked it. The tobiko was good, but it was overwhelming the size of the roll.
Yeah, because that was a good huge. Solid inch of roll.
Yeah, and the part of the tobiko that you like is just the kind of explosion of roll in your mouth.
I didn't even grin that time.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I grinned because you grinned.
Uh-huh. But the kind of explosion of flavor in your mouth. That was very strange.
I looked like someone I work with, so that's why I was... Sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's fine. But it was so much roll that it was just... In a tobiko roll, you have to pop the whole thing in your mouth. You can't bite into it because you're basically going to be wearing most of it.
Yeah, because it's like eating a box of marbles.
Or trying to bite into a box of styrofoam peanuts.
Yeah.
Which is going everywhere. It doesn't matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, it was still good quality.
Yeah.
But it was huge. It was just really big. The Zoltok, the Sergey roll, we'll call it. It's much easier for me to say Sergey than Zoltok. Was good. I don't know.
Wasn't he the bad guy in Superman 2?
That's Zod.
Oh, that's close.
We'll call it the Zod roll then.
The Zod roll.
The Zod roll was good. A little too much sriracha on the spicy salmon though.
Really? Okay.
Kind of overpowered the coolness. Of the salmon and the avocado, and completely overpowered the old tail, which is a very delicate flavor. The spicy tuna roll is better than what I've had here before. Usually they do a mayo mix that's so brutally.
I remember that when we were here. I remember you commented on that.
And this they mix it with a sriracha, or what I'm guessing is sriracha.
Some sort of pepper sauce.
Like a pepper sauce. But it's not a heavy mix, so you can taste the other ingredients in there.
That's good.
So it was good. And you didn't have that overly mayo flavor. But lastly was the yellowtail, which was exceptional. It was a good cut. On Mondays, you always have to be a little bit wary of dining at sushi restaurants because the timeline in terms of when the fish is flown in, this was fresh.
Yeah, because typically fish is flown in on Tuesday.
Exactly.
So it's literally the worst possible time in terms of the timing schedule.
Exactly. But it worked out really, really well. It was delicate. It had that nice, mild yellowtail flavor that makes it my favorite type of nigiri sushi. So all in all, I thought mine was very good.
Well, excellent. Yeah, my Mexican roll was pretty tasty. I don't know how traditional it is, but I like fried something in a sushi roll.
Is it a texture thing?
It's a texture thing. It's also just a flavor kind of, just a difference. Because, anything you're going to fry, it's going to take on aspects of what you fry it in.
Right. Peanut oil
or vegetable oil. So it's adding something a little different because you also get, if you get really good fresh vegetables, and that a nice sauce of some sort, then adding that fried element to it adds a little bit of heaviness to it, a little bit of crunch a lot of times. Right. And it's just a nice little balance of things going on there. So I tend to find myself liking, fried shrimp. Okay. Or fried crab or something like that in a sushi roll. So the Mexican roll hit that perfectly. Weirdly enough, one of the few times I really like shrimp is in sushi, like on its own, like in pasta or something. I'm not as big a fan.
Okay.
But there's something about shrimp in sushi that
so
really drives for
with
me.
With the rice mix.
Yeah.
It's not as I'm kind of the same way. I like shrimp. And I will definitely do shrimp by itself, but it's not always something that I gravitate towards on the menu, just simply because I find that it can be overly
shrimpy.
I don't know if we have a really good word to describe
shrimpy
it.
Is a good word,
right? But it's a assertive flavor.
Mm-hmm. And I also I thought the tamago was good. It's one of those things where I'm never going to make that at home. Like, I could make pretty much anything here at home. I've got a sushi mat. I've got all that stuff at home. So I could do that. I'm never going to make freaking egg custard. It's not worth the effort.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, I'm far too lazy to care.
Yeah, you are.
So I like going to places and having it because then I don't have to do the work, which is really the point of this show, is that I don't like doing work.
Especially on Mondays.
Mondays are terrible. Yeah. But yeah, I was very happy with pretty much everything I had. I mean, the nigimaki was really tasty.
Awesome.
It was really tasty. It was well cooked. The scallions were freaking like off the. They're not the vine or out of the ground.
Straight out the
road. Garden.
Straight out of Compton.
the scallions are straight out of Compton. But they were extremely fresh and really crispy and
it was great.
Pretty good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Yeah. Thank you.
And it was super fresh and they're well grilled, so they had a nice little crunch to them without being just burnt to hell.
Thank you.
And the gyoza was tasty. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to go wrong with a dumpling.
It's impossible to go wrong with a dumpling.
I don't think it's impossible. I could do it. I could screw up a dumpling.
You could screw up a dumpling.
I could do it. Absolutely.
I don't even know because I thought I could. And I tried hard.
I could do it.
Really?
Just burn the shit out of it. You gotta try.
I just want more dumplings, even though I'm full.
You gotta try.
I could eat more dumplings.
Yeah, dumplings are pretty tasty, man. But yeah, it was very good. And honestly, I think like, what is the sushi situation in St. Paul? I think most of the places are in Minneapolis.
Most of the places are in Minneapolis. You've got, there's a Fujiya in St. Paul, but I don't know where it is. Which isn't very good of me. There's Sajia, which is off of Grand. That's actually pretty good. For lunch, it's an extremely good deal.
Mm-hmm.
For dinner, it is a tremendous, tremendous ripoff.
Really?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're talking $2 difference between rolls from lunch to dinner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's extreme. But the quality's good there.
Mm.
So,
I think this place, it's got a good location, being near the X, near the Science Museum.
Near the Ordway.
Near the Ordway.
I always get the Ordway and Guthrie mixed up, even though
yeah,
complete different cities. But
that's, you know, whatever.
It's
to me, this is the kind of place where it's, I mean, it's excellent date night
absolutely
kind of stuff. It's high enough quality without being really kind of stupidly ritzy.
Right.
And
you can come in shorts, you can come in sandals.
Exactly.
And a t-shirt.
You're pretty much describing exactly what I'm wearing right now.
Mm-hmm. Unshaven.
Unshaven.
You know, fat.
Yeah.
Of soy sauce spill all over you.
No, that was beef drippings.
Oh,
no,
sorry, beef drippings. Is that short line drippings?
Short line drippings.
Yeah.
Short line juice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah,
shot you with this juice is what basically what you're getting at.
That's too far. But no, this would be the perfect place to go if you're going.
Anything else for today?
I don't think so. Thank you.
How'd you like that sake set?
It was good.
Great.
It was good.
Thank you.
You know, again, perfect date night kind of place, you know, and you can spend a little bit of money,
mm-hmm.
On the date before you go out to the Ordway or. Or, you know, it's also a good lunch place. Because I remember when we went here after the Science Museum thing, we were here for lunch.
Okay.
And it was a decent lunch place, too. What are you reading?
Well, we did it separately, but your drink ended up on my
okay
seat.
We'll figure it out.
Right.
So, anyway. I got nothing else to mention at this point.
Me neither.
Well, you say we wrap it up.
We could wrap it up.
What do you say?
We could wrap. Let's wrap this up with a bow.
Let's wrap this puppy up, and then kill it for its short loin or something. I think that's gonna be my goal now on this show, is to make up a new cut of meat every show. Yeah.
The rib bone, rib eye, mullet meat, the rib eye fillet, or that's an actual. I can't think of anything.
The medium hawk.
I like it. I like it. The medium hawk.
The medium hawk. You know, they actually did find a new cut of meat not too long ago. I think I posted it on the Facebook.
Okay.
It's basically like you get one per cow. And it's like the size of a wallet. And I forget what they called it. It might be a short one.
I'm actually thinking there is such a thing as a beef short loin.
A beef short loin?
But it doesn't sound.
It sounds
right.
Wrong. It sounds really stupid.
Yeah, it sounds like you made it up.
A lot of beef cuts sound stupid.
I'm looking it up.
Look that up while I give out the valuable deets. Yes,
I thought we agreed not to say that.
Never. I never agree not to say that. Obviously, we want you to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife. Foursquare at the same, foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife. And twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. There is such a thing as short line. You made fun of me for entire show.
Well, it sounded so weird.
It sounded dumb.
You were so unsure of yourself when you said it.
That's because
I created the doubt in my mind.
I don't know beef.
No, you don't.
Bo don't know beef.
Evan don't know beef.
Evan don't know beef. I just know it's all delicious. That's really the important piece.
God, we're terrible with the beef.
We're just terrible in general.
Man.
I was talking with Anchor Ed today. It was like, we're like C-level foodies.
We really are.
Yes. Which, I always describe as our willingness to go to Arby's. That's how you determine your foodie level.
Arby's. Why Arby's?
Because that seems to be a very hated chain. I don't know why.
How can you hate on Arby's? There's so many.
If you're a foodie, you hate Arby's.
Why?
I don't know. Ask a foodie.
Somebody answer that for us, please. Because there ain't nothing wrong with Arby's.
Yeah, there's things wrong with it, but
They've got like a half pound roast beef sandwich. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Exactly. That's an unanswerable
you're
question.
Asking me there. I don't eat. I don't normally have their roast beef.
Shame on you.
I don't. I'm not a big roast beef guy. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't even know you anymore.
If I'm eating there, not breakfast, I tend to get a chicken sandwich. Yeah.
It says delicious Arby's roast beef on the sign outside.
I know.
And you get the chicken.
Yeah.
I shake my head at you.
I'm over
and,
it.
And burp up a spicy tuna at you.
I'm over it. Anyway, we also want to thank our sponsor, HopChart.com, for all of your beer cataloging needs. We also want to thank Groupon, our new sort of sponsor. We're finishing out all the details on that, but if you follow us on Facebook, we'll be linking to Groupon deals, and by buying them through our link, you'll help us support the show. So we would really appreciate it if you did that. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening. Tune in this week for, like I mentioned, Angerad Guy from, I'm butchering her name, I apologize.
You pronounced it. Since you told me about it earlier today, and the two times you mentioned it on the show, you haven't got it right.
To be fair, it's Welsh, which is not a human tongue. That is some sort of spaceman tongue. But Eating for England is your Twitter handle. We went out to Yum Me Truck today. They do banh mi sandwiches, hence the Yum Me. But that'll be coming out later this week. So please listen to that and let us know what you think about that. And we haven't mentioned the email, welfit@fancymansgangsters.com for comments, restaurant suggestions, especially if you're out in St. Paul or the suburbs. We'd love to know what you like out here. So anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.